want a healthier lifestyle, but how do you get started? Then stick with it. By listening to the Fitness Revolution podcast with Shay Sandifer, of course. Your journey to greater well-being starts now.
Hello, it's Shay Sandifer, Fitness Revolution, your wellness guru. Let's get right into it, right? So Minneapolis holds a special place in entrepreneur and designer Houston White's heart. It's where he got his start. So whether it's launching the Get Down Coffee Company or his new Houston White for Target collection, Houston takes immense pride in giving back and inspiring those around him. Watch Houston discuss turning passions into reality and the importance of lifting the community up on Target's exciting new series, Black Beyond, now playing on youtube.com/target. So it is almost over. September is almost over. Fall is in the air. Love fall. The leaves have not started to change yet, right? They're a little behind, I heard. But it's my favorite season. My favorite month is coming up October, and we're still in the countdown for my birthday, which is in 6 days, right? And I'll be 45, and I get to wear all my favorite sweatshirts and hoodies like this one, you know, the new MPLS, which you can get on my website. Shameless plug. And yeah, so going into a new season, last quarter of the year, so, you know, lots going on, right? We're coming down from summer, coming down from that high of everything going on, and just easing into kind of a calmness before the hype comes again with the holidays. So I love fall. But I wanted to talk about today, as we're always, you know, talking about fitness and wellness and nutrition. And this is really dear to my heart because I have a dear friend whose daughter suffers from sickle cell. And if you don't know, it is Sickle Cell Awareness Month. So there is a lot of information that I realize a lot of people aren't aware of, right? So as I was saying, this is the month of worldwide, right? Month of awareness and raising awareness. So I want to tell you guys a little bit about what sickle cell does and how it affects the body. So sickle cell disorders are a group of illnesses which affect your red body cells. Sickle cell is a genetic condition, which it means it's passed from your parents and you are born with it. So you can't catch it, y'all. It's not that. So this is something you're genetically born from. The problem is it affects things at a very young age, complications like with stroke and acute chest pain and syndromes, blindness, and something that my friend's daughter is dealing with, which is her bone marrow. So she is looking for a bone marrow transplant. And they were going to appear today on this podcast, and we're going to interview their journey. She's about 14, I want to say. And unfortunately, on Monday, she went into the ICU. So I just, you know, my heart breaks as they're dealing with this and figuring out how they're going to find a bone marrow transplant. And most times, parents are not a match. So they've already ruled that out, that the parents are not a match in this case. So, and you know, you got to have good red blood cells, and that's what it's affecting. Other things that it can damage to is your organs, such as your liver, your kidneys, your lungs, your heart, and your spleen. So a lot of things that happen, and some things that people may not know, that sickle cell can affect anyone, but it's predominantly affects people from African and Caribbean backgrounds. So, and both parents... So sickle cell, you inherit from your parents. So sickle cell is a trait that's carried down from your parents. So not necessarily that your parent has it, because in this case, this parent does not have it, but they do carry the trait for it. And 1 in 79 babies born in the UK carry sickle cell trait. Isn't that's crazy? That's a lot. Right? That's a lot of people. And sickle cell that affects children are increased with stroke at the highest rate between 2 and 16. So this young lady that's dealing with this right now is in risk right now. So that's why she's in the ICU. They have to watch her and check for her episodes of pain. It's a very painful disease. So it affects that bone and achiness. So as her mother described it to me before, it's kind of like arthritis on 100 all the time. Constant pain all the time. If your child children you usually see it in first. If you're seeing this, here's some symptoms that, you know, be aware of. So the chronic long-term anemia, when there are not enough red blood cells in your body, unpredictable pain. When the blood vessels get blocked, it can cause pain and swelling in the area, also known as a crisis. And you're oftentimes very, very, very fatigued. So constant tiredness, constantly feeling weak or lacking in energy because of the anemia. And then jaundice. So that's how they usually catch it early on, because jaundice, the yellowing of the whites of the eyes. So all of those things can affect you. If you're wanting more information, you can go on sicklecell.com or .org. We have a Sickle Cell Foundation here right in Minnesota that's very helpful, and they do great work in the community. And once again, I just want you guys to know the sickle cell trait is not an illness. Okay, so it is a trait, but it's not an illness. So there's a big difference. But make sure that we're aware of what's happening. They are still raising money this month for sickle cell kids. Sickle cell kids dealing with sickle cell. So go to sicklecellsociety.org or go, like I said, to the Foundation of Minnesota, and you can do and see what they're doing and see how you can be a part of that. This is something that's not talked about, I feel like, enough. And I also didn't know enough about it and how it is affecting our community as Black people. With everything else we're dealing with, I want us to be aware of the things that are affecting our community and how we can together help, you know, bring awareness, but also teach each other how this is affecting, right? So like for them, they're now in the ICU this week. She said they hadn't been in the ICU in a long time. And so that means she's in critical condition. So let's make sure we're saying our prayers for her and that she comes out of this healthy. And if you are interested and being a bone marrow transplant, please go to, like I said, your sickle cell foundation in your community and see how you can help. You might be a match and you might save someone's life. So I think it's very important for us to be aware in our wellness and things that are happening in our community. So next time y'all talk to me, I will be 45, y'all. So that is I think that's a good milestone. I'm feeling pretty good. I'm feeling youthful. I'm feeling jazzy, right? I'm feeling good. But I want you guys to be well going into this next season. I want you to, as always, take your time, meditate, exercise, eat well, drink your water, and listen to your body. And then most importantly is take a break, right? Take a break. I'm taking a mental break. I am taking a physical break from my everyday activities and taking a little mini vacation. And I think you should too. As always, inhale the positive, exhale the negative. I'm Shay, your wellness guru with Fitness Revolution. See you soon. Bye.
Check back next week for more on living your healthier lifestyle and share previous episodes of Shay's podcast with your friends. Log on to ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com.
Get fast, reliable internet for any budget. Now qualifying customers can get Xfinity internet free through the Affordable Connectivity Program. That's right, free high-speed internet from Xfinity. And Internet Essentials customers can get equipment included at no extra cost. Get started today.
At Hy-Vee, we take pride of being part of the communities we serve. In 2021, we donated more than 14 million meals, and this year, we're committed to doing even more. For over 90 years, we've been the place that people turn in time of need, and we take that very seriously. That's why we're loading our semis full of food this week and making deliveries across the Midwest to help families this Easter. To join our effort, simply donate when you're at the checkout. Together, we can make a big difference for those in need.
Looking for a meaningful career with great pay and great benefits? Want to be part of something bigger? Here's your chance. Union Pacific Railroad is hiring train crew members of the Twin Cities area, now offering hiring incentives up to $15,000. No previous railroad experience is needed. We provide all the essential training, and you can get a free college education while working. Get your career on the right track with Union Pacific and apply today at up.job/Minnesota. That's up.job/Minnesota.
There's a new way to get around in North Minneapolis. It's Metro Transit Micro, a new ride-sharing service that connects you with Metro Transit bus routes or wherever you need to go on the North Side. It's convenient, affordable, and accessible. Metro Transit Micro uses minibuses to reach more neighborhoods, and you'll have shorter wait times. It costs just the same as bus routes, and it's easy to use. You can pay your fare in cash, a go-to card, or the Metro Transit app. Just go to metrotransit.org/micro. Download the app and create your account. It's really simple. So whether you're going to a friend's house in Bryn Mawr to watch the Vikings game, or you need to get dropped off at the Metro C Line station to hop on a bus to get to work across town, Metro Transit Micro got you covered. Book a ride, get picked up, and get where you need to go. Start riding today on one of the new Metro Transit Micro minibuses.
It's back to school time, and that means it's back to cooking breakfast for your kiddos and making school lunches. That's a lot of cracked egg shells and cut off sandwich crust. Now listen, before you think about throwing those food scraps away, think about recycling them. Ramsey County has a program that can help you do just that, and it won't cost you a dime. Ramsey County has a free food scraps recycling program that lets you collect stuff like apple cores, coffee grounds, and veggie scraps. Here's how it works. Put all those scraps into a compostable bag. Then once a week, drop it off at a free food scrap site by your house. And listen, I understand that life is busy, so if you can't get there once a week, just toss the bag in the freezer until you can find the time to do it. To locate a food scrap collection site near you and to get more information about the program, visit ramseyrecycles.com/food scraps and tell your friends and family about it. Let's all do our part to help save the planet.
48 million Americans and 640,000 Minnesotans care for older parents and loved ones with disabilities, like my three autistic kids. We are the backbone of America's care system, but Lord knows we face a lot of challenges, which is why it's so important that we know what's at stake in this upcoming election. Join me and my friends from AARP on Wednesday, October 5th at noon. We're hosting an informational workshop online about what's at stake for family caregivers this election year. Sign up to be a part of this important virtual conversation at aarp.org/mn. Together, we'll work to make sure family caregivers have our voices heard.
Did you know that United Healthcare helps connect you to doctors and therapists with 24/7 access to virtual care?
So I could have therapy from my couch?
Yep.
Or a doctor appointment from my car?
If you wanted to.
Wait, you're right. I don't even like when people see me sing in the car. Couch appointment it is.
Virtual visits are just one of the ways United Healthcare helps connect you to better health. Learn more at uhc.com. Plan benefits may vary.
You started your business with big dreams and big ideas. But achieving your goals is a matter of doing the little things right. At Bremer Bank, we're ready to help you navigate all the details, questions, and challenges you encounter on your way to growth and success. Because right now, relationships matter more than ever. And understanding is everything. Find out more at bremer.com.
It's never too late to set the stage for well-being. Here's your well-being tip of the day from YMCA of the North. Put mindfulness in your tool belt. Mindfulness is a method of paying attention and bringing awareness to whatever is happening at the moment. Be open to the idea of being present and honest with yourself. Observe what's happening rather than trying to control what's happening. We reduce our stress, anxiety, and negative emotions when observing rather than get overly flustered in our reactions. For more well-being tips, meditation, and yoga classes, visit us at ymcanorth.org/well-being.
At General Mills, our table is your table. And we believe racial equity, diversity, and inclusion are key ingredients for our success. Learn more about our work to inspire change at generalmills.com/racial equity.